Well, hi there. Welcome to episode 303 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, your host, and I'm so glad you're here today. Every Monday through Friday, I bring you two or three chapters of the Bible and a short devotional or commentary in about 10 minutes. We're reading through the Bible on three tracks. One is reading through the Old Testament, track two is reading through the New Testament, and the third track is reading through the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day alternates to one of those tracks. Also, each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Today we're on track two, and we'll conclude the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians with the reading of chapters 4 and 5. And in today's closing thoughts, I'm going to give you a few tips on how to dig a little deeper in your own Bible studies. Also, I'll be making an announcement on the show today that I've not made publicly anywhere else. You'll be the first to hear it if you listen all the way to the end. This week we're reading from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally, our friends, you learned from us how you should live in order to please God. This is, of course, the way you have been living. And now we beg and urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to do even more. For you know the instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be holy and completely free from sexual immorality. Each of you should know how to live with your wife in a holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathen who do not know God. In this manner, then, none of you should do wrong to other Christians or take advantage of them. We have told you this before, and we strongly warned you that the Lord will punish those who do that. God did not call us to live in immorality, but in holiness. So then, whoever rejects this teaching is not rejecting a human being, but God, who gives you His Holy Spirit. There is no need to write you about love for each other. You yourselves have been taught by God how you should love one another. And you have, in fact, behaved like this toward all the believers in all of Macedonia. So we beg you, our friends, to do even more. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to earn your own living, just as we told you before. In this way, you will win the respect of those who are not believers, and you will not have to depend on anyone for what you need. Our friends, we want you to know the truth about those who have died, so that you will not be sad, as are those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in Him. What we are teaching you now is the Lord's teaching. We who are alive on the day the Lord comes will not go ahead of those who have died. There will be the shout of command, the archangel's voice, the sound of God's trumpet, and the Lord Himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died believing in Christ will rise to life first. Then, we who are living at that time will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So then, encourage one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. There is no need to write you, friends, about the times and occasions when these things will happen. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief comes at night. When people say everything is quiet and safe, then suddenly destruction will hit them. It will come as suddenly as the pains that come upon a woman in labor, and people will not escape. But you, friends, are not in the darkness, and the day should not take you by surprise like a thief. All of you are people who belong to the light, who belong to the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, we should not be sleeping like the others. We should be awake and sober. It is at night when people sleep. It is at night when they get drunk. But we belong to the day, and we should be sober. We must wear faith and love as a breastplate, and our hope of salvation as a helmet. God did not choose us to suffer His anger, but to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that we might live together with Him, whether we are alive or dead when He comes. And so encourage one another and help one another, just as you are now doing. We beg you, our friends, to pay proper respect to those who work among you, who guide and instruct you in the Christian life. Treat them with the greatest respect and love because of the work they do. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, our friends, to warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants from you in your life in union with Christ Jesus. Do not restrain the Holy Spirit. Do not despise inspired messages. Put all things to the test, keep what is good, and avoid every kind of evil. May the God who gives us peace make you holy in every way and keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you will do it because he is faithful. Pray also for us, friends. Greet all the believers with a kiss of peace. I urge you, by the authority of the Lord, to read this letter to all the believers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May God bless the reading of His Word. Most of us who are serious about Bible study know that reading from more than one translation is a good thing, especially if we're going to be teaching or preaching. Today's reading is an excellent example of why this is a good idea. The translation we're using this week is the Good News Translation, and chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 in the Good News Translation reads like this: Each of you should know how to live with your wife in a holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathen who do not know God. Now, as I read that, it seemed just a little bit off to me. Not that there's anything wrong with living with your wife in a holy and honorable way, but tying this thought with not with a lustful desire like the heathen just didn't sit right with me, because sexual desire between a husband and a wife is a gift from God. I decided that I should look at how other translations rendered this passage. Here are some examples of verse 4. The ESV, or English Standard Version, says, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. The NIV says that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. And for good measure, the King James says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. So the ESV and the NIV agree on the translation of the body. But as you heard, the King James Version said, possess his vessel. None of the three that I looked at there referred to wife. So I read this verse in several other translations: the New American Standard, the Young's Literal Translation, the Holman Christian Standard, the New Living Translation, all of them agreed on the body. The God's Word Translation and the Contemporary English Version used wife in one way or another. So what to do? How should this verse be properly translated? We need to go to the original language. And thankfully, we don't need to take a complete course in Greek, which is the language used in the New Testament. The first thing I do is consult what is called an interlinear New Testament. If we were studying the Old Testament, we'd be an interlinear Old Testament. There are some books that have both Old and New. But anyway, an interlinear Bible, whether a New Testament or Old Testament, has the complete text of the book with the Greek, or in the case of the Old Testament, Hebrew words appearing either directly above or below the English words, so you can see which exact Greek or Hebrew word is used. That's the first step in doing this kind of investigation. The next step, if you don't know Greek or Hebrew, is to use either a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance or Young's Analytical Concordance. Today I used Young's because that's my preferred book to use. I've got both, but I like the Young's. Both Young's and Strong's use the King James, so I looked up the word vessel in this investigation, since that is the word that is questioned here. I found that there are two Greek words used in the New Testament that are translated into the English word vessel. One of them is used only twice in the book of Matthew. In this case, the word means vessel or utensil. The other Greek word is used 18 times, and it means vessel, utensil, or instrument. And this is the word in our reading today. So, in our reading today, it's my opinion that the thought Paul wanted to convey to us is this: Our bodies are the vessel or instrument that contains our souls, and we should not allow our vessels to be controlled by lust, as those who do not know God do. There's no mention of husbands or wives in the original language, and I therefore do not think that it should be included in the text of the verse. Now, in the defense of the so-called translations that do include it, the argument can be made that Paul implied the thought of husbands and or wives because sexual desire is only proper in the context of marriage. Since Paul was teaching against what the King James Version refers to as fornication, or what we today call sexual immorality, he would be saying that sexual desire should only be for your husband or your wife. If you like to study the Bible and you don't have an interlinear Bible and a Strong's Concordance or a Young's Concordance, I highly recommend you add them to your library. If you'd like to pick them up, I'll have Amazon links on the show notes page at 303.lifespringmedia.com. These are affiliate links, so if you use them, you'll be helping to support the show. And for good measure, I'll also have a link there where you can buy a Kindle copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. You'll never mispronounce a Bible name again when you have this in your library. And since you're listening to this podcast, you're about to hear something that I've never publicly announced anywhere. Ready? My friend, Brad Rhodes, who I've interviewed before on the LifeSpring show, is creating an Android app for the book, so you'll be able to hear the pronunciation of the names as well as see the pronunciations. It's almost ready, so be listening for the announcement. If you want to be sure you don't miss the announcement, be sure you sign up on the email list over at easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll send an announcement to that list when the app is ready. And as a bonus, when you sign up for the list, you'll be able to download the entire first chapter, every name that begins with the letter A. Such a deal, right? Well, this episode has gone on well past the 10-minute mark, so let's wrap it up. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 303.lifespringmedia.com. Or, as always, you can tweet me at _SteveWebb_, there's two B's in Webb, #LifespringMedia. Also, be sure you subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and I know you don't want to miss an episode. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.